The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour on this Election Day edition. With us in studio is Mandy McWhirter. She's from the Technology Association of Iowa. We're going to be talking about Women of Innovation. And she knows something about that. We're going to get into that discussion here in just a moment. Welcome.
Thanks,
good to
Michael.
See you again. How you
good
been?
Good to see you. Very good. I'm so excited to be here and chat with you today about Women of Innovation and some of the exciting things we have going on to celebrate Iowa STEM leaders.
Yeah, this is a very important thing. You know, over the years, we've had several studies, several news reports about the dearth of women in STEM. And the attempt and trying to change that to bring more women into those fields. And I know the Iowa Technology Association is neck deep into all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. A cool thing about the Women of Innovation Awards that are happening next Monday is we invite high school girls to come and participate in a technology educational session in the afternoon led by Microsoft. And the cool thing about it is those girls then get to attend the awards dinner and be surrounded and immersed in all of the celebration of STEM leaders that are being honored that evening, which come from all kinds of organizations across the state.
And where is the event at?
We'll be at the Iowa Event Center
on
Monday at 4:30. We have a fun networking event just prior to the awards dinner that will celebrate about 60 honorees.
All right. Tick, tick, tick. Time is ticking on with that. Tell us a little bit before we're going to go into more of that. But tell us a little bit about the Iowa Technology Association, what you guys do.
Absolutely. Yeah. The Technology Association represents about 300 member companies across Iowa, and they come from kind of all different industries. And we represent, you know, startups all the way up to Fortune 500 companies and then across industries. So typical companies you think of would be like Workiva as a technology company that's building software. But we represent large organizations like Principal and Hy-Vee and Fairway and Casey's, all these organizations that have large IT departments. And we provide a network for those tech professionals to meet their peers and, you know, of support one another and idea share and all those types of things.
So it is almost like a trade group.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we kind of work in like four different program areas. So we work on connecting leaders, like I mentioned. We do some policy work at the state level, looking to get into federal level policy this year coming up.
Okay. Well, stop here for just a second. Talk to us about policy issues on the state or federal level. What are you looking at?
Yeah, especially at the state level, we're looking, like you mentioned, to support STEM careers. A lot of our members, kind of the largest issue that they have is talent. So we work in a lot of different policy areas that are supportive of making sure that there is talent to fill the roles that our companies have open. So that's kind of like our biggest policy push. One of the pieces of legislation that we're really proud to have worked on for the last few years is the STEM internship program through Iowa Economic Development Authority. And that program has historically provided up to $1 million worth of support for Iowa organizations to hire STEM interns.
I know on a national basis, there's real concern out there among many technology corporations about the pullback in the HB2 visa program. And that's one of the things I know that, that people are concerned about. And that's when you pull back on allowing people to enter this country on these specified visas to work in technology from these very highly driven technology countries. You know, that's got an impact on how many people are in tech. I would suspect that most of your people, and you mentioned this just a moment ago, are also concerned about finding enough talent.
Yeah, I think certainly like immigration is a huge issue mm-hmm. for the tech industry, especially I think on the side of Iowa's tech industry, we're supportive of, you know, anyone sure. who wants to be a part of our industry. So be that rural Iowans, women, minorities, and then, of course, you know, foreign workers as well. We want everyone to feel welcome in this industry.
Well, you said public policy, and of course, that got my ears ringing just a little bit. We don't do politics here on the Business News Hour, but politics certainly do interact with private businesses and also nonprofits. Okay, so you named two of the areas that you're heavily involved with. What are the other two?
Yeah, so we're really supportive of diversity initiatives. Like I said, making sure that women, rural Iowans, and then minority populations feel welcome in the tech industry. So, you know, a lot of the issues that we hear around tech are on the negative. So we want to, you know, shine a light that there are welcoming companies. And in fact, we have a big initiative that we're working on this year that our Diversity and Inclusion Committee produced a diversity hiring and retention best practices resource guide. That's pretty exciting. So we're we've demoed that to our board of directors, and we'll be launching that publicly here really soon.
You mentioned rural Iowa. There are still places, I understand, well, I know, because I've talked to this issue in several parts of the country, parts of Iowa and the United States, about the lack of broadband internet access that happens. I mean, there are still people, and we don't get it here in the greater Des Moines metro because we're going, hey, yeah, I got high-speed internet. I got, well, you know, 14 megazapolis bits of transference of data. But there's still people in Iowa that are running on 56K modems.
Yeah, it's a huge issue in Iowa, especially being a rural state. We are absolutely in favor of expanding broadband access. And, you know, it's an interesting challenge in that you're working with, you know, large corporations and then small rural telcos. So it's really about bringing all of those folks to the table to come up with solutions and making sure that that access and the state support is there to make those connections possible. Because, you know, if there's not broadband access, then that means that students can't do their homework. Right. Adults can't apply for jobs. So it's really a large issue for our industry and on the talent side, especially when it comes to telecommuting and those types of opportunities for rural Iowans.
And not only that, but it's also a drain on the population in rural parts of the country, because if you can't hit broadband access wherever you're at out there, that means that you move your business or your people to the metropolitan areas where you get it. And so that also cuts down on the population out there in the rural areas. It's a serious, you know, I've been on this bandwagon for 10 years, Mandy, 10 flipping years. I've been talking about this is as important. Ladies and gentlemen, this broadband access to all of rural Iowa is as important as the 1930s and 40s and 50s and 60s when we were bringing electricity to Iowa, to rural parts of Iowa, because it is an economic game changer out there. Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm getting on my bandwagon. But okay, and the fourth thing that you guys are working on.
Yes, so like I've kind of already alluded to this, is developing talent. So with that, we have an initiative for middle school and high school students called HyperStream. And that's in over 200 schools across the state, which we're really proud of that. And HyperStream teaches kids all kinds of technology skills, from app development, game design, cyber defense, and then robotics. And then the culmination of this year-long program that all these students are participating in is called the IT Olympics. So with that, we're working in all kinds of different areas for talent development, from the STEM internship program to students, high schoolers, and middle schoolers, and then on apprenticeships as well.
Mandy McWhirter, ladies and gentlemen, from the Iowa Technology Association, loads us up. What did you do? How did you get involved with these guys? What was your background?
Yeah, I have an events and marketing background. I'm really happy to say that my involvement in the community through Young Professionals Connection is how I got connected. Yeah. So Brian Waller, the president of TAI, found me through YPC, and I'm so grateful for that because, you know, we're doing important things for the state, and I'm so proud to be a part of it.
Very nice. Mandy McWhirter, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Iowa Technology Association. Give you a little bit of background on what it is that they do. Let's switch gears again. We'll go into the Women of Innovation Awards. And the program. Now, this is all designed to really strengthen the idea of women in technology, right? In STEM science, yeah.
Yeah, women in STEM. So we're talking about doctors and researchers at the big state universities. We're celebrating students, both high school and collegiate level. So we're giving out big scholarships to both a high school student and a college student. And then we're honoring business leaders as well that are innovating in their companies, entrepreneurs that are doing interesting things in STEM, as well as companies. So we're honoring one company that's doing a really good job with supporting women, especially.
And this all gets underway on Monday, ladies and gentlemen. We will have links, by the way, on our radio podcast page so that you can find out where to get tickets and where to get more information. When are you closing out registration for this? Pretty soon, I bet, huh?
Tomorrow, yeah. Got to get those food numbers in. So if you're interested, please sign up soon.
So how many years have you been doing this?
This is our 10th year. We're so excited to be celebrating a decade of honoring Iowa's STEM leaders. It's a really big achievement for us, and we're so grateful for our support within our membership and across the state.
And how do the schools out there, how do they react to this? The high schools, not only urban but rural, what are they saying?
So are you talking high school level?
Yeah.
this has been a banner year for us for DigiGirls that I mentioned. So those girls, we have a record number of 120 girls from across the state. So they're as far away as Spencer are coming to participate in DigiGirls. And then, like I said, they get to then attend the dinner and be, you know, inspired by these women that are being honored. So then they can see themselves in those roles and hopefully pursue that themselves.
Has the Iowa Technology Association done any longitudinal studies on this? I mean, to find out, okay, people that we honored or people that were into the program maybe 4, 5, 6, 8 years ago, where are they now? That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. So there's a longitudinal study with HyperStream that's tracking these students and where they're going and are we moving the needle? And so from that perspective, we are. We're proud to say that participation of females in HyperStream is higher than the national average for comparable STEM programs. Yeah. So we're really proud of that. And the state especially has been so great through Iowa STEM and, you know, advancing and promoting this idea that STEM jobs are, you know, aspirational for girls and that they're attractive for girls, and making it a welcome environment. So we're really proud of that. And of course, it's a, you know, it's a constant struggle and we're always working towards it. Like 100% representation will always be a challenge in Iowa. But another thing I'm proud to mention, if I may, is that we are a recent honoree of the Greater Des Moines Partnerships Celebrate Business Awards. We won the Inclusion Award for the small business.
What would they know? It's just the Greater Des Moines Partners. Isn't that a great group?
They're so wonderful.
They are just magnificent. Of course, I have to, you know, full transparency, they are a sponsor of the Business News Hour. But but at the same time, I never get tired of going to the leadership meetings and all of the things that they've got going on. I get maybe two, at least, daily press briefings from the Greater Des Moines Partnership about all the cool stuff that they're doing. And they're a great organization to be partnered with.
Yeah, and certainly they've done such a great job to describe how Iowa is a great place to work and live, and in particular in the technology sector. So we're so grateful to have the partnership promoting Iowa, the state, and then, of course, central Iowa, too, for the great companies and job opportunities that exist here.
Mandy McWhirter, ladies and gentlemen, she is with the Iowa Technology Association. We've been talking about that and also the Women of Innovation. That event comes up next Monday, this coming Monday. So, and by the way, they got to get the food count in, so you got to get registered for that thing right away. We will have all that information up on our podcast page. Thanks, Mandy, for doing this.
Thank you, Michael. I really appreciate being here.
You know, you are such a live wire. You got all this stuff down.
That's my job. I'm the communications manager.
Some people are just born into those kinds of things. Good stuff. All right, we're going to have to duck aside and find out what happened today on Wall Street, talking about numbers and communication. Oy, 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 oy. Things have kind of stalled out a little bit on Wall Street, and that's because, well, the earnings reports are kind of coming to an end, and, well, you know, there's just so much uncertainty going on in the world and here in the United States. But we'll take a look at all the numbers when we come back next on the Business News Hour.